When the baby Jesus was 40 days old, the man Simeon came to the temple and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against." So Jesus was going to have many enemies in his lifetime. They would speak against him. And what is true of Jesus is also true of his followers. Those who are Christians and want to follow as Christians are going to be spoken against. Especially those who are pastors, teachers, leaders, those who are vocal Christians, confessing their Savior openly, they can expect to be spoken against. And so you who are young today, as you remain faithful to the Lord and are vocal in your confession of his name, you can expect to be spoken against. And sometimes, of course, the opposition goes beyond vocal opposition to physical opposition, as certainly was true in the case of Jesus and his apostles. Now we go back to the days before Jesus was born. In the first year of King Jehoiakim of Judah, God gave Jeremiah a command. He said that he was to go to the temple at Jerusalem and warn the worshipers there that if they did not repent, that God would send judgment on them and the temple and the city of Jerusalem would be destroyed, just as God had destroyed the previous worship place at Shiloh. So this word came to Jeremiah from God himself. Now, of course, Jeremiah will be spoken against. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And the priests and the prophets and the people seized him, saying, "You will surely die." So Jeremiah was brought before all the people. The priests, the prophets, and also the princes were there. And the conclusion of the priests and the prophets, of course, these were false prophets, this man deserves to die. Jeremiah was given the opportunity to speak in his own defense. This is what he said. He says, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city with all the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you." So there's a way to avoid this threatened disaster. Just repent. Confess your sins against God. Go back to what he has said to you in his word. Follow that. And remember, there's the good news of the Savior to come. Find your refuge there. But nevertheless, Jeremiah realized that he was not a very popular man. And he tells the crowd, "As for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and proper to you. But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on its inhabitants. For truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." So the decision was in the hands of the people. What were they going to do? Were they going to listen to the priests and the false prophets and turn Jeremiah over to punishment and death? Or would they hear what Jeremiah had to say? Would they, let us repent of our sins. Let us go back to the days when Josiah was king, and then we can have all the blessings of the Lord God was giving them opportunity. For you see, God is always willing that people will repent and not perish. He wants everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, an amazing thing happened. When the priests and the prophets wanted Jeremiah to be put to death, the princes in the land came forward to defend him. Now remember, not too long ago, King Josiah had been the king, and he was a godly man, one of the godliest kings that Judah ever had, and he had some of those relatives around, princes, and they heard what Jeremiah had to say, and they told the people, "This man does not deserve to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." So the people, first they listened to the priests and the prophets. Oh yeah, that sounds good. Jeremiah should be put to death. But when the princes came forward, the people changed their minds. So it was the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man does not deserve to die." So the princes were able to persuade the people to protect Jeremiah. And of course, God had promised this to Jeremiah when he first called him into service. He said, "They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you." And now, at this year of 2019, we are living at a time when the name of Jesus is again spoken against by the priests and the prophets. That is, people in high positions in both church and state. Are there still princes in our land who will come forward and defend the name of Jesus Christ and protect those who confess his name? We don't know what God has in mind for us. But let us prepare ourselves for the future by immersing ourselves in God's word of law and gospel, so that we know what is right and wrong, and also that we know that our only refuge is in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let us remain faithful to our Lord, and then we can enjoy the salvation that he has promised. Maybe not much joy or good times in this life, but in the world to come. Amen. We sing hymn 659, the first three stanzas.